Hi, Cardinal fans. I'm Ozzie Smith.
Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go.
And you're listening to the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
Here's your host, Brent McMillan.
Baseball. It's more than just a game. It's a way of life. Nowhere is this belief more evident than in St. Louis. Here in America's heartland, the spirit of this game echoes beyond the playing field. As much as this city is a part of the game's history, baseball has become a part of this city's soul.
To the plate, a swing and a miss, and that's a winner! That's a winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
For the first time since 1982, St. Louis has a World Series winner.
St. Louis has been home to some of the greatest players who have ever played the game. Witnessed some of baseball's most unforgettable moments.
He got it! Knock him out! A new world record of 17 strikeouts in one game.
Listen to one of its most iconic storytellers.
Smith corks one into right down the line.
So how fitting is it that tonight we celebrate the very best this game has to offer? One of the greatest baseball cities the world has ever known. It's baseball's Midsummer Classic, the All-Star Game, from St. Louis.
Hello and welcome to an All-Star Week edition of the program. My name is Brett McMillan. That was the 2009 Fox TV Open, voiced by Joe Buck, to the All-Star Game here in St. Louis. It was 10 years ago that the baseball world's eyes were here for the Midsummer Classic. We air a TV piece of that, which you can see this weekend on Cardinals Insider if you'd like, cardinals.com/insider to find out where to watch. And as I was combing through the archives for that story, I came across a piece of video which I really enjoyed and felt like it was some really good inside access to the behind the scenes of that day. And I thought that you might enjoy it too. So I'm going to bring you that here in audio form during this episode. The 2009 All-Star Game not only featured Albert Pujols as the de facto host, of course, he was really at the zenith of his Cardinals career. Really, all 11 years were great. But 2009, he was very well known, had rose to national prominence, and really worked as the host for the St. Louis All-Star Game. But that day was also unique because the President of the United States made an appearance to throw out the first pitch. You might think that that's not something which is rare, but it is. In fact, Major League Baseball invites POTUS every single year, but typically the White House, as it does with many legitimate requests, has to politely decline just because of the strains on the President's time. However, it just happened to work out that there was the ability for President Barack Obama to accept in 2009. So the president came to St. Louis for the All-Star Game. The audio that you're about to hear is stripped from the video of him meeting and greeting players, coaches, and clubhouse staff in the National League Clubhouse pregame. The players were all in uniform, as were the coaches, and it's a packed room throughout the time that the president is there. The room standing still, waiting, everyone lined up around the perimeter. Not a normal posture for a Major League Baseball clubhouse. It's usually quite busy. In fact, players aren't usually all in there at one time pregame. They're out other places preparing for the game, the training room, the weight room, the batting cages, the video room. But in this rare instance, everyone is gathered together in the room waiting for the president. Players at their lockers, coaches standing by the wall waiting for Barack Obama to arrive. Then Phillies manager Charlie Manuel is right by the door to the clubhouse. It's a double door. There are some people out waiting in the corridor, awaiting for the president to arrive to that part of the ballpark. Manuel was the NL manager that year. Joe Torre of the Los Angeles Dodgers at the time stands to his right, and then Cardinals manager Tony La Russa is to Joe's right. Guided by Bill DeWitt Jr. and former commissioner of the sport of baseball, Bud Selig, the president enters.
Hey, guys.
John Emanuel.
Of course, great to see you. How are you?
See you.
How are you been?
Doing good,
thanks,
man.
We had a great time during the visit. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming.
Joe Torre, big fan.
Congratulations. Same goes here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You just took it from one coast to the next, and you keep on doing good.
Well.
Huh? Congratulations.
That helps.
So nice to see you.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you so much.
The president greets a few players and then comes to Ryan Braun, just his third season in the big leagues. He's 25 years old.
How you doing? Ryan Braun.
Good
pleasure.
To see you, Ryan.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Everything's great. Thank you.
Thank you. Good to see you, Brian. How are you? Good to see you. I got to say, though, I'm getting old, man, because all these ball players look really young to me. You know, I used to think that they, you know, I used to look up to you guys. Now you're all my kids' age. So it's outstanding. Good to see you.
POTUS keeps moving down the line, and there's a few still photographers as well as some video cameras that glide along with him from locker to locker, chronicling the moment. Now he's reached two of the three Cardinal representatives. Pitcher Ryan Franklin is across the room, somewhat near where the president first entered by a pair of double doors in the corner. He'll greet Ryan Franklin later. But Yadier Molina and Albert Pujols locker right next to each other. Yadi shakes hands first, then it's on to Albert, who Obama spends a little extra time with.
There he is. How are you, man? Thank you so much for all those balls and stuff. The staff just loved it. They were so grateful. That was really gracious of you. Really nice of you. I'm sorry I wasn't there when you should. But you just kind of snuck in, man.
Huh? Yeah. This is the Secretary of Sport from the American Republic.
So nice to see you.
Nice to meet you, my friend. Hi.
Good to see you.
You playing basketball?
Oh, you mean, know, looks like you got height, man.
In this one picture with yes. Albert Lotre. I mean, my friend.
Sure.
Present?
Yeah.
You in the medium?
Okay.
Yeah.
Ponte, let me go.
Thank you.
You know, I figured just in case he wins the Triple Crown, I should get a picture with him.
You know the President Fernandez?
Absolutely. Right next to Albert is St. Louis native Ryan Howard, and to his right, that year's Home Run Derby champ, Prince Fielder.
Thank you.
Nice to see you again, man. Yeah, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
You doing all right?
Good.
You look good?
Thank you. You know, I'm trying.
Maintain. You're doing great.
Maintain.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Huh? Home run derby winner? You don't look at me like that. I'm just saying, man. What happened? Hey, Albert. What happened? This guy, man, in your home park. What's going on, man?
He told me he was going to make me look bad.
Did he tell you that?
Yeah, he told me. Hey, he went against both of us.
Yeah, we had it going that day, man.
It's good to see you, man. That was a big fan of your day.
We see when he comes. We see when he comes a couple of weeks how they're going to receive it.
A few moments later, President Obama comes to Shane Victorino, then of the Philadelphia Phillies. Both of them are from Hawaii, and Shane has a gift to share. Some Hawaiian-grown macadamia nuts and a custom pair of Nike tennis shoes.
What's going on, Hawaii?
How are you doing?
All right.
Hey, got some
This is my local guy here. My Hawaiian guy. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Man.
And then Nike made you these for you. All right.
Man, this is...
Let me get a
come on, we got to get a picture of that. Macadamia.
At the smoocher, you know, at the smoocher right here.
Come on, guys. I got the sneakers, I got the macadamia nuts. That's how you roll, man. That's how you do it. That's the aloha spirit right there.
Up next, Jason Wirth. He's in the locker right next to Victorino. He's also from Illinois, which Obama once represented in the United States Senate. He asked the president to sign a baseball, something several more players do the rest of the visit. The president works his way through the room, shaking every hand, no matter who it belonged to, players and support staff alike. And then, it's time to go.
All right, guys. Best of luck to you tonight. Have fun. Thanks for everything you guys do. Thank you.
The president would then head to the American League clubhouse and do much the same. First, he greeted then Rays manager Joe Maddon, who had just been to the World Series a season prior, and then all of the players in there. Of course, after that, he would take part in the pregame ceremony, throwing the first pitch after receiving the game ball from Cardinals great Stan the Man Musial. We'll be right back. two special chances to come join us at Busch Stadium for the second half as the race for the postseason heats up. 2019 marks the 10th anniversary since the All-Star Game was played at Busch Stadium, and on Friday, July 12th, 30,000 fans 16 and older will go home with a replica National League jersey from that game. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions. Or how about you throw on your blue suede shoes and head to Busch Stadium on Friday, July the 12th, for Elvis Night. With the purchase of a special themed ticket, fans receive an exclusive Cardinals-themed Elvis t-shirt. Come early for a pregame performance by Elvis talent performer Bill Cherry. Tickets on sale at cardinals.com/theme, and a portion of each ticket purchased will be donated to the Elvis Presley Charitable Foundation via St. Louis. That's all for today's episode of the program. Hope that you enjoyed the Home Run Derby last night as I speak, and hope that you enjoy the All-Star Game this evening if you are listening before it begins. A special time 10 years ago when Major League Baseball's Midsummer Classic came to St. Louis, as did the President of the United States, bringing even more focus to the baseball capital of the world. My name is Brett McMillan. For everybody associated with the program, we say thank you for listening. You can email us, podcast@cardinals.com. You can listen, rate, review, and subscribe, all very helpful, at anywhere that you get your podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, Apple Podcast, and of course, cardinals.com/podcast for past episodes as well. We'll talk to you next week on the Cardinals Insider Podcast.